Praise be to Allah and may Allah raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad thereafter. Blasphemy is the opposite of belief, just as darkness is the opposite of light. It is of three types. The first is tashbih, which is likening Allah to the creation. An example would be if one were to say or believe that Allah sits on the throne or resides in the sky or any other place. The second type is takdhib, which is intentionally contradicting what he knows to be from the religion. For example, negating the obligation of prayer, fasting, or pilgrimage. The third type is ta'til, which is negating or denying the existence of Allah. This type is the most blasphemous. As for blasphemers themselves, they are of two types. One is the original blasphemer who was born to two blasphemous parents and reached pubescence on a blasphemous belief. The other is the apostate who was Muslim before he left Islam by committing one of the types of blasphemy. It is obligatory on every Muslim to preserve his Islam and protect it from apostasy. As for blasphemy, the scholars classified it into three categories. The first is blasphemy of belief. Some examples include denying the existence of Allah, believing Allah is ignorant, believing that Allah is a body, light, or soul, believing that Allah inhabits a place, or that Allah has a son, or a father, or a partner in Godhood. The one who falls into this type of blasphemy must correct his wrong belief and utter the two testifications of faith to be Muslim, or else he will be a blasphemer for as long as he holds this wrong belief, despite his claim of being Muslim. The second category is blasphemy of action. Some examples include throwing the Quran or other Islamic papers purposely in the trash, likewise intentionally sitting or stepping on them, prostrating to the sun, the moon, or any idol with or without the intention of worshipping it, or writing verses of the Quran in urine. The one who falls into this type of blasphemy must immediately leave out the blasphemy he is committing and utter the two testifications of faith to be Muslim. For example, the one who is intentionally stepping on the Quran must remove his foot from it immediately and utter the two testifications of faith to become Muslim again. The final category is blasphemy of sayings. Some examples include cursing Allah, His prophets, angels, Islam, or the Quran, even if one claims to be in a state of anger or humor. The one who falls into this type of blasphemy must utter the two testifications of faith immediately to become Muslim again. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said what means a slave may utter a word which he deems harmless that may result in his falling the depth of 70 years into hellfire. This hadith was related by At-Tirmidhi. Falling the distance of 70 years means falling to the deepest bottom of hellfire, which is reserved for the blasphemers. This hadith is a proof that it is not a condition to know the judgment or feel happy with or believe in the uttered words to fall into blasphemy. The rule is that any belief, action, or saying which belittles Allah, His books, His messengers, His angels, His rules, His promise, or His threat is blasphemy. So one must use caution with one's utmost effort to avoid blasphemy at all times. In the end, we ask Allah to protect us from all kinds of blasphemy and keep us steadfast to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our knowledge, grant us the sincere intentions. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.